To the ancient Egyptians, death marked the end of one journey and the beginning of another. After death, all ancient Egyptians believed that they must leave behind the green, fertile farmlands of Egypt and the waters of the River Nile to travel to the afterlife. They hoped that the afterlife would be a perfect place that resembled the beautiful landscape of the Egypt they had left behind. It was called the Field of Reeds. But to reach the afterlife, they had to make a dangerous and frightening journey. Their spirit had to cross the netherworld, which was the land of the dead, ruled by the god Osiris.
Hail to you, Osiris. Turn your face to the west, that you may illumine the two lands with fine gold. Those who are asleep, stand up to look at you, for to you belong eternity and everlasting.
The ancient Egyptians believed that it was very important to prepare for this journey. How would they ward off hostile spirits and poisonous snakes? How would they avoid burning fire and scalding water? And why did the monstrous devourer always look so hungry? When wealthy ancient Egyptians died, their bodies were mummified. The mummy was placed in a tomb with special objects to protect it and to help the dead face the perils of the netherworld. One of the objects was a roll of magic spells and pictures. This is now known as the Book of the Dead. The mummy stayed in the tomb, but its Baa spirit, in the shape of a bird, could fly away from the tomb to explore the netherworld and to try and find a way through. In order to do this, the spirit of the dead person would have to pass through gates that were guarded by the gods and avoid being caught in their nets. They would have to battle with snakes and crocodiles and protect themselves against bloodthirsty monsters. The dead person used magic and spells from the Book of the Dead to help them overcome these obstacles.
Oh, you with a spine who would work your mouth against this magic of mine. No crocodile which lives by magic shall take it away.
And at the end of each day, the Baa spirit returned to the mummy in the tomb. The final and most important stage in the journey of the dead was the trial in the Hall of Judgment. The dead person's heart was weighed against the feather of truth. If their heart proved too heavy, they would be condemned and eaten by the monstrous devourer. If their heart balanced on the scales, the dead person would be allowed to enter and to remain forever in a perfect world, traveling across the skies with the sun god Ra, or tending their crops in a perfect landscape that resembled the green, fertile banks of their beloved River Nile. Are you prepared to make the same journey? Can you discover how to use the spells of the Book of the Dead to help you on your way? It's time now to go into the exhibition and meet the god Osiris and the monstrous devourer.